Thank you for calling. How can I help?
What number is this?
Hello.
Yes, where am I calling? What
Penguin Book Writers?
Okay. Can I speak with David Harper, please?
May I have your name?
Nancy Sherman.
All right, just give me a moment. I'll get you connected.
Hello?
All right. Thank you so much for patiently holding the line. Nancy, are you with me?
Hello? Yes?
Perfect. Yeah. So, Nancy, this is David here. How are you doing today?
Okay. I'm really getting very distressed. I really thought this was going to be a straightforward process. I'm actually questioning the legitimacy of this company.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So you wrote me an email. I think I just came into the office and I saw that. And it said about the Codex Lab. So this is one of the payment merchants that we use. And in fact, I had informed you about the same when we were having you on board. It's also mentioned in the invoice that I sent you. You could open up the invoice and it's going to say about the payment merchant that's going to state Codex Labs. Incorporated inside of it. So it's one of those payment merchants which are used for all of our different authors. So we have a lot of them since we've worked internationally as well. So we've got a lot of these payment merchants working with us. So that's that with the payment merchant in terms of Codex Labs. Now in terms of the work, I'm pretty much sure that your project manager has been trying to send me information about the author questionnaire and all the other details. In terms of the customer satisfaction, I think what I'll do is, what if I could have a call scheduled with Anderson right now, and he could address some of that real quickly. And just
no,
in case
go
ahead and
so
have everything processed.
I am a very easy person to work with. But
sure.
I am finding this process extremely frustrating, and I don't think Patrick is going to address my needs and concerns. Every time I speak to him, it's hard to understand him. He's not clear, and it's very difficult. I'm looking at the proof or whatever version he sent me. There's mistakes all over the place. The title page, the size of the type is larger for the word story. The text, there are usually two sentences on each page separated by a comma. The text is all off spacing. There should be a sentence with a comma and then the second sentence below it. It's all wrong on many pages. I'm just questioning how you do business. This is really not satisfactory.
Yeah, Nancy, I can totally understand that. And one of the things which I'd like to mention here is, we could definitely go ahead and accept, some of the mistakes we've probably done in terms of not getting the work right in the first place. It usually does happen that in the first round of the proof that we send, a lot of things go unnoticed, and we are always there for making sure that it's corrected in the second round and it's improved with each one. That's one of the reasons why we make sure we include your feedback in each of those rounds. Usually, publishers like to just keep all of that work to themselves and then share only once the finalized version has been worked upon. But we'll make sure to let me just first go ahead and have not just Patrick, but his manager give you a call. And then if he's able to obviously give you a sort of a timeline to come back with a proof and, you know, with a revised version of the copy, then, you know, you could choose to have that option or else wouldn't be a problem with us, you know, working any way else that you want us to. So let me first have a conversation or, you know, with Patrick's manager here and have him give you a call in the next 20, 30 minutes, and then we could have things, you know, taken care of from his side, and then we'll move forward exactly in the way as you'd want us to, all right?
Okay. Well, you know, this is many kind of red flags to me. You know, how long has this company been in existence?
Well, you know, self-publishing is one of those things which, and hybrid publishing is one of those things which obviously is not quite old. Usually people used to do traditional publishing, and obviously Penguin Book, you know, Penguin ran them out.
I'm talking about
for
that. This company.
Yeah, with us, we've been here in the business for the last 12 years. That's how long the self-publishing market has come, you know, really big. And so it's almost about, you know, 12, 13 years that we've been, you know, in business. So that's around the time. And, you know, I know that sometimes, obviously, there are problems that occur in terms of customer satisfaction, but, you know, I can definitely assure you to have this call scheduled from a supervisor and have all your concerns taken care of and then see if you can.
And the other thing is that was out of nowhere was asking me if I have a copyright and an ISBN number. No one had ever discussed that with me, mentioned it with me, said it was a necessary element. You know, for first-time, you know, personal book writers, we're new to the process. We expect a company that's, you know, in business for a number of years and doing this on a regular basis for a lot of other clients to be giving all information that's necessary. This is now coming out of the woodwork.
Absolutely, absolutely. So one of the things we try to make sure to mention in the kind of deliverables during our initial discussions with obviously first-time authors is to make sure that we would write a mention of 100% ownership and copyrights belong to the author. And the way we ensure it is, you know, copyrights are sometimes, you know, there's one authority, obviously, which issues copyrights, and it's the Library of Congress. The way to approach them is either directly by the author themselves or have assistance from our side. So it's one of those things which obviously is not 100% necessary, but if you really want to protect your book in terms of obviously copyrights, then we could go ahead and provide you assistance with it. So, you know, we try to make sure we give all the possible information that's necessary, but it's honestly, there's so much more information in terms of book publishing that it could not be summed up in like conversations or wording.
But that's an important aspect, and you know, it should have been mentioned to me at the beginning of this process. You know, now it's sort of at the tail end. I'm waiting for a good proof that's perfect,
right.
And now it's being raised to me at the 11th hour.
Yeah. Again, it's again one of those concerns. I'll make sure to have addressed and things taken care of, and make sure to address them in the right way. You know, we try to, as I said, you know, we try to make sure we give out all this information up ahead. But still, sometimes, obviously, it's a lot of things that need to be taken care of when it comes to book publishing, right? Like, so obviously there are things. It is pretty important. The ISBN, obviously, and the copyright. But we try to ensure that we give authors both the ways. We give you information about how you could acquire it yourself or probably have our assistance in that regard. So, as I said, what I'll do is I have a call schedule with Patrick's supervisor here. He'd give you a call and make you obviously understand the problems that has happened, and then try to address them as soon as possible.
I'll give it one last shot, and then I'm going to ask for a refund.
Sure, wouldn't be a problem. I'll go ahead and have a
okay.
call.
Okay, thank you, David.
All right, thank you so much, Nancy.
Okay, bye-bye.